Chapter 9. The Cheyenne Nation eased back in its camp chair and put a hand out to warm it, his spread fingers looking as if he might be holding an imaginary basketball or somebody's skull. That is the problem with people who have too much money. They forget that there are some things and people that are not for sale.
I looked across the fire at him. You think he's telling the truth?
No. At least not all of it. But the part about the Eva Otze Omus religion is very interesting. I sipped my beer and trailed a hand down to pet dog, who lay on his side, his huge ribcage slowly rising and falling like a furry bellows. Our Lady of the Wandering Without? A nihilist movement that preys upon reservation youth. He sighed. That concerns me. Artie Smallsong worries me. Every time something unsavory happens here, he turns up like a bad penny. I don't like him. And I've only met the guy once.
His mother is still around.
She's the only one that worries me more than he does. So I guess the next step is to go talk to her in lieu of Artie? Henry nodded, staring into the fire with a little more intensity than I liked.
What? The Mallow Cup coupons. They also worry me.
In what way?
Somehow, Virgil White Buffalo is enmeshed with this, and I am not sure that is good.
Who for? His eyes rose to mine through the curtain of dark hair, the few silver strands looking electrified.
For Virgil.
I laughed as Dog stood and walked away from us toward the outer light of the fire. Virgil is 7 feet tall and, according to you, traverses planes of existence like walking from room to room.
That does not mean that he is indestructible. The Eva Otze Omus is a collective of unsettled souls and carries the weight of the many like your biblical legion, gathering strength through each consciousness it devours, like trophies. He turned to me. In any sport, say chess, how many moves do you think ahead?
As many as I can.
As any warrior would.
Meaning?
The Eva Otze Omus takes Genie One Moon to get you, and then takes you to get to the ultimate unsettled soul.
Virgil. I thought about the giant crow medicine man as I stood and walked out to where Dog seemed preoccupied with something, looking into the darkness of the forest between the two cabins. How many souls do you think we're talking about?
We are, perhaps, even with our limited numbers, speaking of millions of disturbed, damaged and wicked souls, and in that is their power, the strength of many.
Chaos. His eyes went back to the fire. I stood there, listening to myself breathe. Okay, let's pretend there's any sense of this. What the hell can I do to protect Virgil?
Walk away.
The one thing I can't do. I took a few steps back toward him.
This stuff really has you worried. The Eva Otze Omus should not be underestimated. Imagine playing chess against a collective of millions of intelligences.
I shrugged. If they are what you say they are, we have an advantage.
Which is? We're consumed by neither rage nor sorrow.
I looked up at those self-same stars. Henry, I don't think God took Genie One Moon any more than I think the devil or boogeyman is trying to take Jaya or Virgil White Buffalo. I watched him frown. I'm sorry, but I don't believe in the things you believe in, Henry.
He nodded. I know that.
But I respect your belief in humanity, if for only one reason.
What's that? It makes you very resolute.
Is that a compliment?
Sometimes.
He stood and stretched.
So, what do we do about Digger Wainwright?
Civil, not criminal.
Statutory rape.
Of a girl who's been missing for more than a year. We find her, and I'd be glad to give everything I know over to the local authorities.
So what happens to Genie One Moon? Stays buried with Genie One Moon?
You want to make a public announcement about it? What good is that going to do, Henry?
It is not a question of good. It is a question of truth.
One case at a time.
I sipped the last of my beer. He shook his head, studying me and finally smiling the paper-cut smile.
You are using him as bait.
I shrugged. He doesn't do us much good up in Deer Lodge.
It might scare him a bit.
I think he's pretty scared right now. He nodded.
I want to speak with Artie Smallsong, and you want to speak with...
I thought about it, watching my breath cloud out from my mouth. The other three people who were in the van that night. I finished my beer and crushed the can in my hand, reaching down with the other to pet dog. There was nothing there.